Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you. You have a friend.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of the New Directions University, coming to you live from Stone Mountain, Georgia, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. I should have with me today my wonderful, great new co-host, the stupendous Rhonda Del Baccio, the Story Lady. Rhonda, are you with me?
Well, thank you for that intro. Yes, I am with you, and I am so excited about our show today.
I am as well. So let's tell them who we've got as a guest today, Rhonda.
Oh, I am absolutely thrilled to have Mr. Corey Schopp with us today. Now, Corey is one of those people that I have met at him at seminars a couple of times. And I know that you met him most recently at JV Alert. He and I had already become acquainted round and about, and he is absolutely fabulous with relationship. And he is just so incredibly talented. He is a social media enthusiast, a serial web entrepreneur, and he makes a living from his logo design services and a few other things as well, like Web 2.0 site designs, his company, PrizeLogos.com. And he has a top-ranked Facebook and Twitter application. He does CEO and marketing and has those skills. He is the co-founder of Tweepler.com, which is a Twitter follower management tool. He's named one of the top Twitter applications by Mashable and by TechCrunch as well. He owns a few Facebook applications, and he has a total of more than, get this one, 1.4 million users for his applications.
Just a couple,
so,
huh?
I mean, one or two. He's got one or two people there behind him. And, you know, he's just great. He is just fabulous with relationship marketing and blogging. And I know, Gina, I can't wait. I'm so excited to have him because one of the things I'm excited is I know he has worked with you. He took your blogging workshop. So did I a few weeks back. And he is getting phenomenal results by using your blogging system. And I'm just excited. So, Corey, say hey to us, and we're excited to have you here.
Are you there, Corey?
Hi, Gene and Rhonda. Can you hear me?
Hello,
yeah,
Mr. Corey.
Hi, how are you guys today and everyone else on the call? It's great to be here.
We are great. And, you know, Rhonda, you left out one of the most fascinating details about Corey. Corey, how old are you?
I am 27.
Yeah. So Corey has done all of that at the whopping old age of 27. Oh, to be 27 again.
Oh, fun. Yeah, so we're excited, and it's just that it's great to find somebody who can take a system, absolutely run with it, get such tremendous results, really do the whole relationship building thing, and yeah, think of all the growing room you have with all these different years to come.
Well, you know, I tell people this all the time. I'm sure you've heard me say it, Rhonda. The system that I teach for blogging works. All it takes is really applying it. What Corey really did was apply it in a big way. And the best part about the way he applied it was it didn't even require you to write a word, did it, Corey?
Absolutely. You know, I was being a serial entrepreneur, I'm always working on fun projects and trying to see what the next best thing is and acting on that as soon as I could. And I had tried blogging in the past, and I never really could get into it, but I knew that it was a crucial part to my business and to expanding and growing my list. So basically what I did is I just started looking for alternative ways to write great content. And one of those ways was I went out and I did some research on ways I could outsource what I'm not the greatest at. I mean, sure, I could sit there and write a blog post, but why do that when I have other people that can do it better for me and at an affordable rate? So I went.
You're not really that interested in. You're not like in love with writing. If you were, you might have tried to write one yourself.
Exactly, and I've always been a firm believer in doing what you're passionate about. I got that from the book The E-Myth Revisited. They talk a lot about that, and I've just held true to that moral ever since. So I started looking overseas to the Philippines, and I was able to hire 4 people with various skill sets full-time. So I've been very pleased with the results of that, and I'll just post the link here. This is the link to that program. It's called Replace Myself. So very happy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about the folks over in the Philippines is they really are great with English, because English is one of the predominant languages over there. So you're not likely to get grammar issues the way that you do with some of the other countries with writers. So I use the same exact company that Corey does, Replace Myself, to hire people all the time with great results as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think you really need to look at the resumes and make sure you pick someone that knows good English, because a skill and a task can be learned, but it's a lot harder for someone to learn good English. So that was always my first thing going in, and they teach you that in that course, to look for people with strong English that you can then teach skills to. And I was just lucky, I guess, but I found 4 great people.
Yeah, I don't think you were lucky. I think you really went about doing it in the right way.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, I just followed the exact system that they outlined. So you really do see results when you take action and follow these systems, not only Genius, but all the other ones out there too.
Exactly. And the same thing with my blogging system. You just gave them the formula that I give to you and said, okay, follow this formula, write a post that fits this formula. Because it has a very specific formula. Every blog post uses the same exact formula.
Yeah, the magical post. Yeah, exactly. I just gave that to my writer, and away she went with it. And I've been getting a lot of interaction. Some of the blog posts have between 12 and 15 comments, which is pretty decent. You know how hard it is to get comments nowadays on blogs. So.
And when you and I first met back in February, before you learned the system, you didn't even have a blog, did you?
I had one on some other sites, but like I said, I had tried blogging and I never could get anything substantial with it. So no, I owe all of my success to your system.
Awesome. And so what kind of results are you getting from that blog these days?
Well, the blog itself is pushing about 800 visitors a day, and in total, the website is getting about 5,000 visitors a day, so that's really boosted my overall traffic. And I'll be the first to admit I could be putting more articles out there, but being the creative person I am, I'm always working on multiple projects. But as you can see, just the time that I did apply has worked, and those are some great results. So
how many posts are you putting out a week right now?
The last few weeks I've been a little bit slack, but we've been trying to put out about 3 a week.
Wow, that's not too bad, Corey. I mean, I'm usually seeing those kinds of numbers, 800 visitors a day, from 7 posts a week. So if you're doing it with 3, that's great.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Shows you how the system really works. And, you know, I just want to pause and mention, this is where this whole thing about following a system is what trips so many people up, because people think, oh, well, no, I can just take a little from here, a little from there, and blend and mix and whatever. Well, but when you're brand new and you're starting, you really haven't earned the right to tweak stuff because you don't understand the ins and outs of it. And if you're not following somebody's system all the way through, your results are not going to be what they can be if they are when you follow the system. And Corey Shop is a perfect example we're sure he's putting out 3 posts a week, and maybe a few more would be nice or whatever, but hey, he's following that exact formula for the post, the magical post that Gina has created, and then following the steps that come after creating that blog post, and that's truly making a difference.
Yes,
so what are you doing after you get the post?
So I found the biggest thing was doing my keyword research, which you cover in great detail. I actually had one of my people I hired, he worked for an SEO firm in the Philippines, so I got him to do my initial keyword research, and then I just followed your formula. So I would create the blog with the magical blog formula of keywords in your title, keywords throughout your post. I also like to bold my keywords within my post because that adds to SEO benefit. Also, I went ahead and I added a video to each post where I thought it was relevant because you know how Google loves to have a variation of different types of media in posts. So
they do.
I've been experimenting, yeah.
I would put either a video or an image in every, or a slideshow, one of the three, in every post. I would not put only text. You've got to have at least one other media in it.
Yeah, I definitely do that. I put an image with every post and then alternatively a video. And then after taking your latest workshop, I learned about audio and slideshows, so I'll be looking at implementing some of those as well.
Fantastic. And so are you following the simple 6 steps to driving traffic after the post goes up?
In what sense?
So you put your post up, then you ping the search engine. Then you comment on other blogs.
Yeah,
then,
we're doing that thing, yeah.
Okay, so let me run through what those are. You put the post up following the magic formula, and I'll go over what that is in a minute. Then you ping the search engine. Then you go out and find 5 other blogs that have a similar audience to yours. You comment on those. You make sure that in those comments you link it back to the post that you just put up, not just to the blog, but to the actual post. Then you go out and social bookmark both your post and the 5 comments you just made. You add your blog to 5 RSS directories, and then you join 5 MyBlogLog communities and add their authors as contacts. It's simple.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. I've also added one other step is every time I post a blog, I post a title with the keywords and a link to the blog post in my Twitter, so then it's purposed on Twitter, and Google loves Twitter too. So
one of the plugins that I recommend is a plugin that should be doing that for you in an automated way. You can do it manually. You can use a plugin to do it. But, yes, that's absolutely got to be a part of it. I definitely agree.
What's that plugin called?
Oh, you ask tough questions. I think it's like My Twitter Tools, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's just Twitter Tools, right? Just Twitter Tools.
Okay. I'll have to check that one out.
I'm pretty sure.
Do with it, it works 2 ways. It can take your blog post and post them to Twitter, and it can take your tweets and post them to your blog. I do not have it taking my tweets and posting them to my blog. I only have it posting my blog posts to Twitter.
Right.
So just make sure you set it up properly when you put it into the blog itself. Now I
Another
should
thing
tell
I
you.
Do, go ahead.
We should mention that the blog does have a very specific setup using very specific plugins. I call it a Gina blog. And I outline all of that in 2 places. We talk about it in an overview kind of way in lesson 4 of the 30-day IM challenge. And it's all lined up with links and everything to how to do it inside of 21 days to blogging profits. So either go to www.30dayimchallenge.com. You can register completely free. That'll give you an overview of what you're doing to set up a Gina blog, or go grab 21 days to blogging profits, which is at bloggingarsenal.com, www.bloggingarsenal.com. to get the complete Gina blog format. And you've got your blog set up in a very Gina blog format kind of way. It's a 2-column blog. It has a right-hand sidebar. the sidebar is lined up in a specific order. You've got specific plugins that you're using. And in that blogging workshop that we talked about, the one that you attended back in February, we actually go through in a video, through webinars and whatnot, how to set up all of those different pieces, because there's very specific things that get tied into your blog through plugins, through FeedBurner, through MyBlogLog, that cause the traffic to happen the way that it is happening for you.
Yeah, that's very well said. Yeah, I've been following the system to a T, and it's been working.
Yeah, and I've seen your blog a couple of times. It really does follow the system exactly. We should mention where the blog is at for folks that want to go take a peek.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I actually have two now. So the one that I've seen, the proof of stats I had linked in the Blog Talk Radio chat there, I had 169 visitors to one post after just 8 days of being live. And that is at fbexpressions.com/blog. That's for my Facebook stuff. And now I'm actually working on a new project, which is at selfmademiracle.com.
Okay, so www.flikefrankblogexpressions.com/blog and www.selfmademiracle.com. That's S like Sam, E, L like Larry, F like Frank, made, M like Mary, A, D like David, E, miracle.com.
That's correct. Yeah, that's the new one. But again, we're following the exact same system, and we're starting to see results already. So.
And that's a really new blog, right? Only a couple weeks?
Exactly, yeah, very new.
Right. Good. And what are you guys doing with that one?
I actually met up with someone here in Tampa. It's kind of a funny story. Initially, I had planned on going down to the Caribbean all summer, but I came to Orlando for a conference where I met up with Gina, and Gina introduced me to this guy named Frank, who runs an interesting business over at skyrocketrevenues.com. He'll help you double your profits if you have any kind of volume and sales online.
This is a very funny story.
Yeah, and we just we really hit it off. I went up to his house for a business meeting with Gina and a few others the following
day. So we were
day.
Hanging out at Ken MacArthur's Impact event, and Frank says, you know, we should all head back to my house in Tampa and just talk and see what we can do in a day. So I'm like, okay, road trip. So David Preston and his wife Susan, my assistant Michelle, Corey, my husband Bill and I, Frank and his wife Elena, we all hopped in either the car or the bus. I brought the girls with me in the bus, and we had a road trip over to Tampa. We were going to stay for a day. So what happened to you, Corey?
I ended up staying at Frank's house for an entire week, having only met him for about 5 minutes the previous night. And we just really clicked, and we decided to start working on our own project because Frank previously had written a book in the past, as well as done a lot of speaking engagements. And he really believes a lot in the power of subconscious mind, setting motivation and smart goals. So it's a project that it hits my heart, too, because I always like to help people out. And I think we're going to make a great team. And some of the content we have there is pretty good stuff so far. And now Frank is working with Rhonda, and we're going to be getting him out as an author pretty soon. So. Lots of exciting stuff.
Well, that is awesome. Did you ever make it to the Caribbean?
No, you know what? I seen your message there, and I didn't because of the fact I met Frank. So I just shifted gears, but I did have that option open. Because of what I do, I bartered my way down to the Caribbean for an entire 4 months if I wanted to.
Wow, in Curacao is such a cool island. I thought you had actually made it down there for at least a couple of weeks, but... You know, one of the things that I've really seen with you is that because you're so young, you're able to have this flexibility that most people would never dream of allowing themselves the luxury of having. And this has really been a big part of my success, too. Because I live my life as a full-time RVer and I can go wherever I want, whenever I want, and you and I have both been really creative about how you finance that. You don't have to have millions of dollars to be able to go wherever you want, whenever you want. You can get other people to pay your way there. You just have to be creative about it. Having that flexibility really opens up a lot of doors that would never have gotten opened. The opportunity with Frank, if you would not have been willing to stay at Frank's house for a week after Orlando, who knows what would have happened there, right? The same is true with Curacao. You could have gone and spent a four-month period in the Caribbean, all expenses paid, essentially. You just got to be creative and find the opportunities wherever they might be, and that's a really good lesson for folks listening today.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the reasons I wanted Corey here today. It's an amazing story. He has this chance to go do some bartering and stay down there in the Caribbean and goes, now this is really more in line with my goals, so I'm going to do this. And the option is still there that you may still get down there sometime in the future.
Well, the second lesson in that is that Corey's really in touch with his goals and what he wants. And because he knows where he's going and he's really taken the time to get clear on what that means for him, these opportunities do present themselves. If you didn't know where your goals were and what you wanted out of life and where you wanted to be in a couple of years, those opportunities wouldn't necessarily be manifesting themselves for you, Corey. So that's another big lesson to take away from today.
I agree, and I think another part of it, too, is the most important part is just taking action on that. It's one thing to be creative and just have your ears open and see the newest things, but don't be afraid to take action.
Well, and I hear this all the time, and I'm hoping one particular person, I won't mention her name, is listening right now. I've heard people say over and over again, well, I'm creative, and because I'm creative, it's tough for me to think strategically. Well, you are one of the most creative people I've ever met, Corey, and yet you are able to think strategically with the end in mind, working your way backwards to figuring out what you do. You don't need to be strategic. You can be creative, and it will still work.
I have struggled with that in the past, though. And, I mean, you helped me a lot with that, as well as when I met Frank, he's been helping me along as a business coach, too. And that's another thing I highly recommend is putting yourself in a position where you do have a business coach, because you're just going to excel at such a quicker rate than you would ever without one.
And what is it that has really helped you in terms of becoming more strategic?
Just getting focused. I had a lot of different things on the go before. I sold off some websites and a Facebook application that I actually got 400% ROI on, so it was a good investment. But just really focused down to a few things rather than so many. And still always being able to keep your ears and eyes open for the newest thing that comes around, but not necessarily bogging down all your time with that. You have to stay focused on your main goals.
Really, really good way to say it. So even when you and I first started working together, that was one of the things I was most worried about for you, was you had so many different things. And it does take that focus, but that goes back to getting clear on your goals and your outcomes.
Right.
So the more clear you got on those goals and those outcomes, the more you were able to focus, I think.
I think so. Yeah, definitely.
And I think, too, once you discover the power of focus, it allows you to harmonize what can be harmonized and realize also what needs to be let go in order that you are able to achieve the goals that you have. And until you're focused and thinking strategically with the end in mind, it's going to be difficult for you to do.
That's a good point. And for internet marketers in particular, this does seem to be a big challenge because I see it all the time. You get this site put up over there, and that one's maybe about golf. And then you put another site up, and it's about internet marketing. And then you get another site up over there, and you're going after one keyword after another keyword after another keyword because you see that they could bring you some traffic. But pretty soon you've got all these different sites with all these different affiliate links. That's not going to create a business. That might make you a little bit of money here or there, but you can't focus because you've got all these different pieces that don't interrelate in any way. There's no harmonization to it. That's not the way to focus. The way to focus is to really get clear on the goals. What do you want 3 to 4 years from now? And then look at how the different pieces can help you achieve that. And if they can't, then like Rhonda just said, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you've also got to... Go ahead, Rhonda.
I'm sorry, huh? I also know that there is plenty of room that creative people can be strategic and creative people can both use and create systems. I mean, I'm also somebody known for creativity, and I've created storytelling templates and a book writing system and all of those things. Those are not mutually exclusive. And where people get caught up is they go, well, if I am calling myself creative, that must mean that I can't possibly follow a system because that would stifle me. And it really isn't the case, because a good system allows you to bring out all that inherent creativity that you possess to its fullest degree, because you're not having to worry about the structure.
Absolutely. And even if we look back at my blogging system again, the magic formula for writing a powerful post. It's a formula, it is a system, but yet there's plenty of room for creativity within it. So
Right. It's
not something that's like a fill in the blanks and you're only popping in one word. It's got pieces that come together using the formula. So it really can help enhance the creativity as opposed to stifling it. Really good point. So, Corey, you've really got a lot of experience with some of the social media sites out there, especially Facebook and Twitter. Let's talk about how that helps build relationships and what can come of those relationships.
Sure. I started out with Facebook. I was new to Facebook when they introduced the applications or plugins, whatever you want to call them, for your profiles. And I seen an opportunity in that area, and I acted on it fast. And I built up a community with, now there's over 1.4 million users across two applications that I run. And I've just been catering to their needs. Listening to them has been very important. And then implementing what they say. And just staying in touch with them and really engaging with them, I found has helped grow the business. And just one example, this was the application I had sold previously for 400% ROI. I bought it, and I put basically just about 1 hour a day into the application where I would just get in there, chat with users, find out what they want. I added a few things for them just so they can interact more. And profits on that application skyrocketed by 300% just as a result of that.
Wow. So when I hear like applications, I'm assuming programs. Are you a programmer?
Am I a what, sorry?
Programmer?
No. Well, that's the funny thing. I could do it, but it would take me far too much time. So once again, I outsource this one I bought the application. I don't do what I'm not good at.
So with the three applications that you've had, did you come up with the initial ideas for those and then go find a programmer that could build them for you? That sounds expensive.
The biggest one I did, the one that has the majority of users and has been the most success revenue-wise, yes, that was my idea, but no, it didn't cost me too much. I started small, and I expanded as the user base grew, and I listened to what they said and basically implemented things that they want, and that kind of the ratio just panned out where more people that were happy and more people came on board and the more money I made. So.
And on the other two, how did you get those?
One of them I bought. It was like on Canada Day, and it was a great deal, so I capitalized on that before anybody else was on the forums to see it. And then the other one was my competition to my big one, and I basically bought them out.
Wow, really great way to do it. Is it expensive
to
buy existing applications or existing businesses?
I mean, it's like anything else. You just got to look around and notice a good deal. On that one, it was, I wouldn't say it was very pricey, but it was enough. And I just chose to make the investment. I seen the users that I gained, and I cross-promote between the two applications now. So all in all, it was worth it, and my list is now growing at over 500 double opt-ins a day as a result.
Wow, that's fabulous. Now, when you're talking Facebook, Facebook's a free site. How do you make money?
On Facebook? Well, there's always the avenue of creating an application or buying an application or whatever. Another way is they have Facebook ads. I've seen a lot of people promote affiliate offers because you can target very, very specific demographics via the Facebook ad platform. So the people that were into that early on made quite a bit. Now bid prices have come up a little because, again, it's not the newest thing anymore. But if you had your eyes open and you acted on that, you would have cashed in. And I did cash in. I did some CPA, cost per action offers for some surveys that were free for the users to fill out. But I got paid for everyone that got completed. So
The Facebook ads that, although the bid prices have come up, you can still, if you're targeting the right demographics, you can still use them in a way that is not very costly. It's certainly cheaper than doing Google AdWords. And one of the tricks that I have found is I do the cost per action, not the cost per action, the cost per impression ads on Facebook quite often. And when I do them, I'm doing it in a way that I'm not paying for every click. And what I do is I actually put the URL into the body of the ad, so someone would have to physically go and type it in the address bar instead of actually clicking on the ad. And I'm finding that when I do that, people are clicking on it, like, they're not just clicking on it, they're actually typing it in probably 10 times more often than they're clicking on it. And because I'm paying per impression, not per click, I'm making money all the time on those things for a very small investment, like under $100, I will make 10 times more on a return. That's a really quick, easy way to make some extra cash.
Wow. I never thought of that, but yeah, that would work.
Mm-hmm. Or you're doing that with a very short link into the ad so that it doesn't take up the entire space, right?
Absolutely. I'll even go buy a domain name if I have to, so that there's no folder or anything after that. So it's just like mydomain.com. And typically they're domains that are under 10 characters that are easy to remember so that they can type them in.
Good point.
Really easy to do. One of the things that I heard you say is you've spent about an hour a day interacting with your users to really figure out what they want. That's mm-hmm. a real key point there, because you're really getting to know the people and you're really letting them tell you what you should be doing. Any trick to doing that?
Well, with that particular application, I noticed there was no interactive chat. So the first thing I did was I threw up a live chat and I threw up a form where they could post to. And that got the conversation going, and I would just pop in there and start chatting with them every few hours and just see how things are going, and got them to leave feedback, and that just got things going, really.
Now, I've run plenty of forums in the past, and let me tell you, getting people to talk in a forum is not as easy as it might seem. You don't just toss up a forum, and all of a sudden people start talking. What specifically did you do to start the conversation in that forum?
Specifically, I just tried to be their friend, you know? I came down to the same level
that's
as they were.
That's a big deal.
Sorry?
That's a big deal. You were talking to them in the forum before they were talking to you in the forum.
Yes.
So
yeah, I simply decided to come down to their level, be a friend, and treat it more of like a chat, one-on-one buddy chat versus a administrator or owner. I'm sure they still see me as that, but there's not a whole lot of people out there that run applications where the owner of the application is that involved in the game. And that was something that was different, or what I like to call the purple cow, the book I'm reading now. So we just really stood out as somebody that was doing something different, and they took to that. And
that's that's the key to relationship marketing, I think.
Absolutely. I'm just going to post the link here. You can see if you're on your computer, but this shows the loyalty from that application. And as you can see, it's complete opposite of anything else website that you would find where the majority of people came back over 200 times, which was about 33%.
Wow. That is huge, Corey. One of the things I've noticed about you is that you really look at all different kinds of metrics all the time. You don't just put something up there and say, okay, well, is it going to work or isn't it going to work? You actually know your numbers. Every time I've asked you, you can rattle off your numbers for all different kinds of things right off the top of your head. Are numbers something that you really enjoy, or what causes you to know your metrics so well?
I've always been a stats guy. I mean, I like to know where I stand, and I like to analyze those and see where I can improve, see what's doing really well and push that extra hard. So I think you can get a lot of valuable details as far as increasing your traffic goes from just looking at your numbers. So, yes, I do like to look at them, and I kind of get addicted to them sometimes.
I do, too. What kind of numbers do you look at?
The exit pages. I look at where people are exiting, as to why they would exit there versus opposed to other ones. Enter pages, so what blog posts are bringing in the most traffic, so then you can see that your SEO efforts should be focused more on that. If you can improve the rankings there, you'll drive more traffic. Loyalty as well, looking at how often people are coming back, the average visitor time on site, I think, is very important, and bounce rate. If you have a very high bounce rate, you know that people aren't sticking around and something is wrong. When they first land on your page, what is wrong? Are they not seeing a title that strikes home to them or that is relevant to how they came in? That's huge. So
I was looking at a site yesterday with Sahail Khan, who I think you met recently. Sahail is from the UK, and he's getting ready to work with a customer out of the UK. And all I could go with were stats that are available to the public. So using sites like compete.com, alexa.com, those kinds of stats that are publicly accessible. And one of the really interesting things that we noticed about this particular site, it was a domain name that ended in .com, so doesn't necessarily imply that it's from a specific country, but it is a company that's based out of the UK. When we would look at the stats on compete.com, the numbers that we can see there are based only on U.S. users, not based on worldwide users. When we would look at the stats in Alexa, we were seeing global users, not just U.S.-based users, and the numbers were drastically different. And what it was telling us was that people in the U.S. were doing one thing on the site, people from the U.K. were doing another thing on the site. And as we compared those two numbers, it was so crystal clear that people from the UK were really being attracted to this site in much bigger ways than the people from the US were. The keywords that were bringing them to the site were night and day different. The activity that was taking place on the site once they got there, drastically different. Where they were going afterward was completely different. So not only looking at those kinds of numbers to see what they're telling you, but even looking at what the differences might be from one country to the next could be really huge. What we realized about this particular site, when we looked at Alexa.com, Alexa now has so much more info about traffic than it's ever had in the past. You can now see the keywords that are bringing visitors in. You can see how long people are staying, the average number of page views that they're viewing. You can see both the site that brought it in, it's called an upstream site, and the site that they're visiting after they're visiting your site, that's called a downstream site. What we realized about this particular site was that the upstream sites and the downstream sites were identical. They were all search engines. And that the average stay was less than a minute, and they were only viewing an average of 1.1 pages per visitor. Well, what that was telling us was that people were coming to the site from pay-per-click ads on search engines, variety of them, and that they were not finding what they wanted when they got there, so they were going back to the search engines and looking some more to find it elsewhere. And you could clearly see it just by seeing that the upstream and downstream sites were identical. One of the big reasons for that for this particular site was really simple. All of their prices were done in pounds or euros and not in dollars. And if you looked at the traffic that was coming, the traffic was not primarily from the UK from those search engines. It was primarily from other countries. And I really expect that just by changing the dollars from pounds or euros to dollars, it will cause a really drastic difference in what happens on the site. So just looking at those stats can tell you so many different things and suggest so many other things that you can do. So it's been really interesting to me working with you to see how well you know those numbers. I think that really makes a big difference in your overall success, is you really know your metrics.
Yes, I won't argue that fact. I think
what do you use to see those numbers?
Personally, I use Google Analytics, but I also cross-reference with Quantcast and Compete to get some extra data that analytics just wouldn't have.
Great. And so you're just using free tools, so nothing expensive, nothing that's hard to set up. Analytics is super easy. Just go sign up for a Google account. Go into your account, and you'll see analytics right there. Nothing tricky, nothing fancy.
No. I can do it.
You can do it. Good job, Rhonda.
I'm blind, but I can put up an analytics code. It's not that hard, people.
Do you think that there's any one particular thing about Facebook or Twitter that you've done that has really caused your success in those sites?
Well, in the sense of applications, the biggest thing was just having my eyes open and acting on a solution to a problem that people were having. Like with Tweepler, that's my Twitter follower management tool, I basically seen somebody tweet about the fact that followers just get lost into the middle of nowhere and you don't know to follow them back. And not everybody checks their email and goes to Twitter every day to follow people back. So the solution in my mind was to create a tool that would allow you to log in and process those followers when you want. That was a much more intuitive way of doing so than Twitter.com interface had already provided. So they basically spent like 2 weeks going through that with a partner of mine, Jesse O, on Twitter. And we rolled that out, and it was a major success. We drove over 12,000 visitors in the first 2 days.
Wow, that's great. And so Tweepler helps you automate following the people who have followed you?
Not so much automate. It allows you to process people that start following you, so you can then determine if you want to follow them back or what we like to call ignore, which is basically shelf them into a virtual filing cabinet where you never have to deal with them again if they're spam bots or whatever. Then it still clears your unprocessed list. So it's a lot of structure in following people back and their search functionality. And we've added a lot of other things, and we have some plans to roll out some new features here soon. So.
Oh, awesome. So it just comes down to really listening to the problems that people are talking about.
Yeah, we set up mm-hmm. feedback with Get Satisfaction, and we listen to what people want to change, and we've been working on changing that and changing it as we went. So I think that has helped the product succeed.
Awesome. Let's go talk about Self-Made Miracle for a minute. What are your plans for Self-Made Miracle? What are you guys trying to do over there?
Well, Frank, as I mentioned, he's a speaker, and he's written some books. So right now we're giving away a great e-book that I think Rhonda read part of it there not too long ago, the Personal Power Course, which has some mm-hmm. great information in it. And we're giving that away free at the moment. So you might want to grab it because we're thinking about changing that. Because mm-hmm. I think we're giving away too much info. But long term, Frank wants to get out speaking.
I don't
I'll
think. Wait, I got to stop you there. You can't ever give away too much info.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll put that.
No, it's true. I just wrote a blog post that just tells people what the system is for writing a book. We just do that. You really need to be very transparent in this day and age, and that's really okay. Not only is it okay, it's actually going to bring you more business. It's really important to do that in an age when people are very jaded and they need to know if they can trust you. So it's never worry about giving too much away, because if you do it right, people still feel that they're going to do it better with you anyway.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we were just thinking about how it was delivered, I guess, so people would consume it more. And that kind of thing.
That's a different issue. Very different issue.
Yeah.
So consumption is something we talked a lot about in this latest workshop that we did, the Info Product Systems workshop, because this is something that you don't hear a lot of people talking about. But think about it this way. If you're selling an e-book, giving away an e-book, doesn't matter, but you're putting it out as an e-book, that means that you've got to, in order for that product to do good for you, people have got to actually consume it. They've got to read it. They've got to download it. They've got to open it. They've got to either print it or read it from their screen. And the numbers of people who are actually going through and reading what's in those e-books are really small, like 5%. Mm-hmm. If you really got a hot product, you might get 10%. They're really, really low. So whatever you're putting out there in terms of information has got to be put out in a way that people really consume. The more they consume it, the more good you're doing for them and the more good you're doing for you. If you're going to make your money primarily from links inside of those info products and nobody's even reading it, well, you're not going to make any money from it at all. So right. What are the kinds of things you're going to do to this to cause consumption to increase, Corey?
Well, we're looking at adding some different mediums, so maybe using video and audio as opposed to just an e-book. That's one avenue, or even breaking up the content into chunks in an autoresponder. We're not 100% sure yet, but that's still something we're working on.
Well, one of my favorite ways of increasing consumption is to break it up into chunks as opposed to giving it away in one single download. That
right.
just really increases the consumption in a big way. And even offering it in multiple formats. And that's a great thing about doing the multiple chunks. It can really let you have a free product and a paid product at the same time. A real good example is look at the challenge. So for free, it's broken up into chunks. Each chunk is a flash presentation, so it's like a PowerPoint slideshow with audio. You can't download it. It's going to stay up on the website. You can go through and listen and watch. But if you really want the whole transcript of those audios so that you can annotate it, you can print it out, you can have it forever, you don't have to keep coming back to the site, there's a way to upgrade to a gold membership, one-time fee of $14.95. And now you've got the same material in a different format. It's in a PDF. You can keep it forever. So by taking something and breaking it up into chunks and giving it away in a couple of different formats, now you can have a free product and a paid product, and yet you don't have to go out and create anything new to make that happen. Just one time you're creating whatever you're putting out there. So that's
right,
a really good way to do it.
That's some great advice. And we took a lot away from your info product seminar, and actually we're working on something that's pretty creative, we think, and during that session you had asked us to create our own product or whatever. And what we did was basically I took an existing blog post that I had that was getting a lot of traffic. I went out and I found a product that was related to that, and they were only offering it in a PDF ebook version. So I contacted the person that owned it, and basically now we're doing a JV where I'm going to create an audio and a video, as well as a video lead-in page to sell this new product that we're creating, and then he's going to get more money as the affiliate because we're charging more for the video audio because there's more value there, and we're getting more as the owner. So this is in an area that I know nothing about, so that was my best way, was to find someone that already had a product and repurpose that content in ways that would bring in more money. So.
Well, and Sahail that I mentioned earlier, he has done JVs very similar to what you're talking about that have brought him millions of dollars, not because he went out and created a whole new product from scratch, but because he found something that was already attracting people and found somebody else who could do something different with it and put them together. He took a best-selling book in the UK, saw that it was put out only as a book, not in any other format, went to a company that specialized in creating videos, asked them to create a video version of the book, connected the two people together so it was completely hands-free for him, got the one guy to give his video to the company that had the buyers of the book. They sold the video to the book buyers. Sahail took a cut, made millions on it. So you're essentially doing the same thing. And this is one of the really great things to use your blog for. You first found something that was attracting a lot of people by using your blog to do it. Okay, this is something that's hot. People are coming in. They want this stuff. And then you went and found a product that relates to that topic that you could do this JV with. That is just the best thing to use your blog for, in my opinion. Your blog is, yes, a relationship-building tool, but it's also the tool to use to figure out what your audience really wants. You don't have to figure all this stuff out for yourself. In fact, usually when you do, it doesn't work because you're figuring out what you want, not what your audience wants.
Right. And again, that's where analytics and stats come into play. If you weren't tracking that, you would have no idea.
Absolutely. Now, I'm sure that even on your blog, you probably have a handful of places that bring in more visitors than anything else, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's not terribly difficult to see that when you've got analytics, when you've got any kind of tool to tell you that. Now you just have to ask yourself, okay, so what can I do to make more money from that? And going out and finding other people who already have products out there that can be used in very creative ways is one of the easiest, quickest ways of making money from what you're doing. So how long is it going to take you to put this together?
It's about half done already, and we started 2 days ago.
Wow. So once you get this video put together, obviously the guy who sold the PDF is going to sell it first, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a JV, so he'll sell it to his users, and I'll sell it and drive my traffic to it as well. So either
and
way,
then
he profits.
And other affiliates on board, too.
We're giving away his e-book as a bonus, so that makes it look even more attractive. So we're going to put him in the back end, and then they'll pay us up front.
What's the product about?
It's actually for Mafia Wars, so... a game on Facebook, so it's like a how-to.
One of the most popular games.
Yeah, there's about 2 million people a day that play it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Well, with your traffic, I would think that thing will sell like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
I can't wait to find out what your stats are once this product actually comes out and people, and you can add that link then to your Mafia Wars related posts and obviously in other places too, but I can't wait to see what happens to your stats once you do that.
Yeah, me too. So we're going to basically just SEO that well, post as well as we can and drive.
I don't know if you've thought about this already, but here's what I would be looking at when I was doing this kind of a project. If you know that there are 2 million people a day playing that game, if you can find a way to get the 2 million people from Monday to tell 2 million more people, then Tuesday you could foreseeably have 4 million people playing the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would be looking at ways of taking the buyers of the product you're going to sell and turning them into your best affiliates, as
right.
opposed to having to go and get affiliates on board to sell it for you.
Okay.
And I would be using whatever you're creating the product from, however you're doing that, I would
yeah.
be setting it up in a way that causes the people to go and get their friends to come and get it. So even doing things like, I don't know anything about the game, even doing things like, what could we do? Okay, there's a free toolbar called Conduit. You could go and grab a Conduit toolbar, and Conduit will pay you for every install of the toolbar that you have. Could you create a tip of the day that comes out through the Conduit toolbar that you publish that people would really want? And you tell them, okay, you can get this toolbar with a Mafia Wars tip on it every day for, say, $10. Or you can get it free when you tell 5 friends about this book or this video or whatever it is you're selling. All they've got to do is go and tell 5 or 10 or however many of their friends you want them to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they do, they get the toolbar for free. That's one way to do it. Could you have something else like the book that you're going to give away? They only get the book bonus when they tell 5 friends. Otherwise, they're going to have to pay for the book. That would be a great way to do it. So you need to find some reward for those people when they go and tell their friends. And with the Conduit toolbar, if you can actually get them to get their friends to download the toolbar, it's going to pay you for every install. Well, you could potentially even pay them, say, $1 for every install of the toolbar, because you know you're going to get paid every time it gets installed.
Is it that customizable?
It is.
Yeah. You'll have to send me the link to that. That sounds interesting.
Go install the Ultimate Marketing Toolbar from Directions University, which you'll find at I don't have all my redirect links set up yet, so www.theimuniversity.com/toolbar. www.theimuniversity.com/toolbar.
Okay.
And you can put anything that's RSS based on it, anything you can do in JavaScript you can put on it. When you join Directions University, you will be able to access all of our courses through it. Now, when I say all of our courses, even my info products are what I'm calling courses. So any of
right.
them will be delivered through Directions University. Each user will have a personal RSS feed button that they can add to the toolbar, so that as the lessons become available from any of the courses that you might be part of, it will show up right on your toolbar. If you're in the challenge, every 2 to 3 days, new lessons come out. As they do, it will show up in the toolbar. All of my info products are being redesigned to be delivered over time as well. So 21 days, the blogging profits will take 21 days to actually deliver to you. Each time that new lesson comes up, it would show up in your personal RSS feed on the toolbar. If you're part
mm-hmm.
of the bachelor's program, it's a 1-year-long course. Every week new courses come out. It will show up on the toolbar. You can also use it for Twitter. Anytime you want to tweet, you just open up a little application on the toolbar. It pops a little thingy open that you can read your tweets. You can direct message. You can retweet. You can tweet. Anything you want to do through Twitter, you can do right on the toolbar without ever navigating to Twitter. It has a little a little button to let you check all of your emails. You can put in as many different email accounts as you want, and then they all appear right on the toolbar to notify you when you get new mail, to let you go out and put mail out to other people. We have the, we have a compete.com application so that you can do research and compete. Quantcast is being added this week so that you can do research in Quantcast. You can do research in Alexa. You can use domain tools to find out any of that information about different domains. We have a special application we've created called Find JV Partners that will allow you to find JV partners to help sell your stuff. There's a special search button in there that just searches our sites. And when it does, if you're part of any of our courses, it will even search the content of those courses through that little search box. Well, between the blogs and the courses, there is so much information. No joke, we filled a 200-gigabyte hard drive just with the information that we've got. That's how much there is. 195 gigabytes of information took us 3 days to move. That's how much stuff is there. So there's a lot of different things that you can do through that toolbar. And we can potentially add anything else that can be delivered through RSS or JavaScript. So that's a great way to take the product and make it a more viral product to get your buyers to tell other people. And always be thinking with your info products about ways to make your customers your best affiliates. Because if you can do that, then every customer becomes a little product evangelist spreading your product further through the internet.
Wow. That's some great advice. I'm going to have to look into that one.
I can't wait to see what this product does, so make sure you keep those stats and let me know about it. I'm anxious to hear.
I will.
Yep.
I really thought the info product workshop was the best one of the weekend workshops I've ever done. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We took a lot away from that one.
Well, we've done four of them now, one on traffic, one on blogging, one on joint ventures, and this latest one on info products. We've got two more coming up, one on mindset in August and one on putting all the pieces together, probably going to do at the end of September, early October, something like that. That one that's putting all the pieces together is going to be so high level. What you really did was you combined a little of what you learned in the JV workshop and a little of what you did learned in the info product workshop. So this putting all the pieces together one, I haven't decided yet, but I really think I might only open it up to people who have attended at least two of the prior workshops. Because I'm having a hard time figuring out how am I going to teach this without reteaching everything. Because you really need all the other things as a base in order to do that. And even the mindset one is going to be tough to teach because we're going to talk about mindset with regard to just mindset, then mindset for JVs, mindset for traffic, mindset for info products, mindset for list building. Because there's so many different elements to mindset, right? Both of them I left for last because I'm going, how am I going to do those without reteaching everything? And that's kind of tricky. I'm not sure how I'm going to do it yet. I'm sure I'll figure it out. We'll see. You know me, I'm good on my feet, just winging it.
Yeah.
Info products was one that I have never, ever, not even in the apprenticeship, shared all that I shared that weekend. And I think that's what made that such a really great weekend was the fact that it was all 100% fresh info. And it was fun for me, and I think it showed.
Yeah, it was clear that you were having a good time.
Yeah, so this weekend's our follow-up Q&A call on the Info Product Systems Workshop. And for everyone who was part of that, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what progress you've made on your info products by Saturday or Sunday. I don't even remember what day the call is. I think it's Sunday when we do our follow-up Q&A call. And, Corey, you think you'll have it done by then?
Is it this Sunday?
It's this Sunday.
We'll try.
Oh, come on. Try really hard.
I just hired the newest guy I hired in the Philippines. He's a video guy, so he's working on the video stuff. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, don't forget, the first three people to finish their info products get a promo from me. So I'm not planning on an email promo, but I will be putting that out in a big way on an ongoing basis. No affiliate link or anything. So if you get that done before Sunday, make sure you send us an email and let us know. For anyone who wants to join us this weekend, you can find it at fggg.com/info products. fggg.com/info products. And the audios are already out there. The flowcharts and checklists and stuff are out there. They're not all nice, neat, and organized in a single PDF with the videos. Those will be there probably within a week. But you can at least get through the audios and the other pieces from the weekend and join us for the follow-up Q&A. And the bonus call this week. You remember what the bonus call is on Sunday, Corey?
I don't.
So the bonus call, there are actually two calls Sunday back-to-back. Second call, I am going to show everyone what I did 1st of June to add 1,283 new subscribers to my RSS feed in 17 days that managed to bring my traffic from 10,000 unique U.S. visitors to 48,000 unique U.S. visitors in the same 17 days.
Wow. Can't miss that.
Yeah. Should be a good call. And it was so simple. It was so simple. It's like three little things. You know, and that's the part that really even shocked me. I'm like, you know, it's the same stupid blog. I'm really not doing anything different. Same keywords, same everything, but these three pieces changed everything. I was just blown away. So I stopped doing it for about 9 days to see what would happen, thinking, oh, well, if I stop it, since I got the momentum rolling, it should keep working. Nope. Traffic went right back to where it had been. Subscribers just stagnated. So for the last 5 days, we started doing it again. Added another almost 600 RSS feed subscribers. Traffic went right back up.
Can't wait. That's going to be so much fun. I've been just dying for that call.
Well, it's been really fun to be looking inside of my FeedBurner account and seeing all these subscribers coming out of nowhere. That has just been fabulous. And it's just it's a unique arrangement of three things. That's all it is. But you've got to arrange them the right way to cause this to happen. It's nothing new. I'm not putting up a new blog. I'm not doing anything new from that perspective. Just a unique arrangement of three specific things in a very specific way. Again, goes back to what Rhonda said about systems. You don't necessarily know enough to take a little piece of this and a little piece of that. Mm-hmm. If you use just these three things without using the rest of my blogging system, I don't think it would probably work. I should go test that to verify it, but I don't think it will. It's the unique arrangement of these three pieces being added to what the rest of the blogging system looks like that causes the result to occur.
Wow, looking forward to that. Sounds like good info.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So
yeah.
With the self-made miracle part, that's what we started talking about when we went into the mafia war. Imagine that that's going to be part of Self-Made Miracle, right?
Mafia Wars is part of the Facebook stuff, yeah. Self-Made Miracle.
That's what I thought. On Self-Made Miracle, how are you going to monetize that? I know you've got the free book now, but what are you going to do to make money from it?
We have three affiliate products that we're looking at integrating deeply into the blog post as well as the autoresponder. And then that's going to lead into higher-level coaching programs. Frank wants to get more into speaking engagements and that sort of thing, as well as, like I said, we're working on a book with Rhonda. So lots of ways. Yeah.
And I imagine that you're doing the same sort of thing you've been doing, where you're going out and talking to people to figure out what problems they have, so that you're not just being someone who's picking what things you're going to solve and stuff yourself. You're really interviewing the people to figure that out.
Yeah, we're definitely listening. We set up a Twitter account, and we're starting to grow that out and just interacting and connecting with people. And I actually have a great little Twitter idea that we're going to tie into that that I've been working on. I think it's going to drive a lot of traffic and get a lot of excitement. So I look forward to seeing that being launched within hopefully the next few days. So.
What's going to be unique about that one?
Well, that one's a secret. I can't tell yet.
Ah. Boy, oh boy. So where do you need to go to watch?
I'm going to leverage Twitter in a way that's going to tell people about these great self-made miracles that are out there and why people should follow them.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. So is there a Twitter ID we could go to watch to see this as it rolls out?
Sure. Self-made Miracle is the Twitter account.
Fantastic. So just twitter.com/selfmademiracle.
That's it.
And are you out there looking for self-made miracles to tell people about?
Oh, yeah. That's another avenue we want to get into is getting stories about people that are self-made miracles and what they've done and how they've achieved success, as well as this Twitter product where we're actually looking for people that are out there already using Twitter and have done some great things for the world and to grow their businesses and to help people out.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a few of those people listening to this show, so how do they get in touch with you to tell you their story?
They can email us at info@selfmademiracle.com.
Good job. info@selfmademiracle.com. So, Rhonda, what are you going to be helping them do with their book?
Well, what they're doing with the book, both with any of the free lead-generating things as well as the book, is crafting it in such a way that, first of all, increases, as you call consumption, I often say digestion, so the people can assimilate it and make it part of their own self and continue to do business with these guys on a deeper level. And, of course, you know, me being the story lady, or at the story lady on Twitter, will be assisting them with the storytelling aspects as well, so that they're leveraging the stories in a way that increases their credibility. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you guys can find the system that they're using. It's at instantcredibilitybook.com/Gina.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I put that in the chat earlier as well, and I'm going to take what's in the chat and copy it and make a Blog Talk Radio blog post on it to have all these links.
Oh, that's wonderful. I was wondering what we were going to do about that. Thanks, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help a lot. So all you guys have to do is go back to askggg.com/radio after the show, and Rhonda will have all of the links posted up there. If you're listening to this on the recording, just look down, you'll see where the blog posts are, scroll down until you find today's date, and you should get all of the great links that Corey's been typing into that chat earlier.
Yeah, and we have several of us have been chatting and putting links, so those will all be there, the date of today's show, in case you're listening in the future and aren't sure. It's July the 7th, 2009, in case you need to see the archives for that month.
Good job. So make sure, because they're all in date order, make sure you go
right
to the right date to find them.
That's why I mentioned.
Yeah, thanks. Good point. So let's talk a little bit about the concepts of becoming a self-made miracle. I know mindset was the key to my own self-made miracle. My whole miraculous transformation came about truly because of mindset. What are some of the ways that people can achieve a self-made miracle?
I think motivation is the key, but also finding a way that you're going to connect with that motivation and keep going, finding that passion and approaching it in a way where you're going to stay motivated, and then setting goals that are smart around that, achieving success that way.
And when you say goals that are SMART, what do you mean by that?
Goals that contain action. So you want to do something by a certain time. You want to have a certain result. Just setting actions into your goals instead of making your goals very vague. You would add like timelines and specific
measurable actions that are realistic and time bound.
That's what
SMART stands for. So,
yeah,
that's all I was trying to get you to say. SMART, specific measurable actions that are realistic and time bound. So that's the difference between a SMART goal and a regular goal. A regular goal is just, oh, I want to make $1 million. A SMART goal says specific measurable action that is realistic and time bound. I want to make $1 million by December 2012 through whatever means that you're going to use to achieve that, so that it really is realistic as opposed to just pie in the sky.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
as you're setting these SMART goals, motivation, what can you do to motivate yourself? Because I know a lot of people that just, you'd think that the goal itself would be a motivator, but that just isn't getting them to take any action.
Well, we've posted a number of blog posts about this, and to tell you the truth, I'm more of the technology and traffic driver behind this project, and it's Frank that has all the actual info, but so I don't know if I'm qualified to answer all these questions.
Oh, okay, so you're doing the techie stuff, and Frank's putting the content in.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you using the same system that you've been using and that you guys are not writing a blog post, or is this one going to have actual blog posts from you guys?
Right now, everything that's there has been created by our VAs, but we are definitely looking at adding in some posts that are by ourselves as well.
Oh, Frank is such a good writer. I've been to this guy's house, and you should see his library. This library, it has these two shelves that are nothing but things that Frank has written. I'd bet you, I didn't count them, but I'll bet you any money he's got over 20 books that he's written that are just printed off from his computer that have never been published in any way, shape, or form. All of them having to do with mindset and goal setting and how you really achieve success.
Right.
I can only imagine how much information is in those books, because he is a voracious reader. He gets up at like 3 or 4 in the morning every day and reads until 6 or 7 every day. And then throughout his day, he has periods of time that he has devoted to nothing but reading. This guy can read more than a book a day, because he's got time set into his schedule to read. And from what he reads, he then assimilates it, takes it, combines it with the other books, and then puts out another book of his own. But they're just sitting on these shelves.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. So we have lots of content that we're going to leverage and get that out there and hopefully help a lot of people.
Well, I hope that he has all of that stuff still on his hard drive that you can actually give to like a VA or something to pull apart. You would have 20 years worth of blog posts if you did.
I know he has a few books. We've already given her a few and just translating one right now. So we're going to leverage that where we can, definitely.
That's great. Well, the two of you together are a really good team, because you really do have the systems down pat and can really take the systems as well as the process and put them together with his content that would just be phenomenal. You know, even putting those blog posts out there can turn into a book. I talked about this briefly on the Info Product Workshop.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go do a couple of those. There's a service that is at askggg.com/blogbook. askggg.com/blogbook. $15 to take your blog posts and turn them into a book. So for $15, if you've got 10 blog posts, you can have your own book. And I've been thinking about ways of really leveraging that. And there are so many different ways that you can really leverage that, right? So take the book and go take your blog post, have the book put together, take the book and put it out onto a CD as opposed to just putting it out in a print format so that you can have the CD sold through Kunaki, which means that you can then get it into Amazon. You can take the book that they create for $15, go have a few copies of it printed. Next time you go to a seminar, you can be walking around with your own book, with your own name on it, right on the cover, so that as you meet people, instead of handing them a book, a business card, you hand them a book. It would not cost you even $100 to have the book created from your blog post and then turn it into print books that you can actually be walking around seminars with. Rhonda, how much does that add to your credibility?
Well, we all know, I mean, having a book adds a huge amount of credibility, and there are just a lot of ways. Take that book and have an audio done for it as well, and there you have another product that you can use. But, I mean, just having a book itself with your name on it gives you tremendous credibility, and you can use that book that you make and start to get feedback and testimonials and so forth from it, so that when you put out a real edition with an ISBN number and all the rest of it, you've already gotten your testimonials and endorsements and whatever just by being able to hand that out and cause people to give you a testimonial for that.
And if you combine some of the things that we've learned from Corey, like watching your stats to find the blog posts that are bringing in the most traffic, and you take only those blog posts that you know are really bringing in the traffic, and you put them into the book, now you've got a book that you know is going to be successful because there's already an interest in it. You can even have some of the comments that are on your blog post turned into testimonials, say, on the back cover of the book or the CD or whatever it is you're putting in. I know I've got plenty of those kinds of comments from blog posts that I've written over the years.
Yep.
I wonder how many books each one of us could have just by taking the blog posts that we've already got and turning them into one of these $15 books. Probably quite a few. So it's something that Corey has used a unique system in order to go and start doing this, but that's just going to drive traffic. It doesn't necessarily make you money. You've got to have these other pieces, like the way that Corey's going out to create this new product, using somebody else's product as a starter, not having to go out and create it from scratch. It's those kinds of ideas that cause that traffic to turn into money. And without both of them together, they don't necessarily turn into dollars in your pocket. And Corey, I know you've even seen that early on when you and I were doing some of the testing with email marketing and whatnot, trying to turn the traffic into dollars was not necessarily the easiest thing in the world. Have you solved that part of the equation?
You know what? No, not yet. I'm working on that still.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything that you found that has worked?
This is specifically traffic via my autoresponder, so the double opt-ins. But this blog post, this product on Mafia Wars is going to be mainly targeted at an existing blog post that's already driving highly targeted traffic. So.
Yeah, that one will work for sure. Yep.
And I'm even going to mix it with a new product. I don't know if you've all seen the easy sales formula that Jeff Lohman or Keith Lohman rolled out.
But haven't seen it.
Basically, it's creating a video of a sales page. So we're going to use that tactic to increase the conversions on
Peter's favorite.
Gotcha. So all he's doing is creating a video of the sales page?
A video in a way where he's looking at all the bullet points and he's hitting the right topics and again, like you said, a whole system. So he has everything in the right order that's going to cause conversions to go up. And he's
brilliant.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. seen like 200% to 500% increase in sales as a result of using that system.
Wow, that's great. So the sales page essentially becomes nothing but a video, or a video and the sales page simultaneously?
You use someone else, an affiliate sales page to craft your own video, and then you hot link in the video to like url.com/whatever, and then that goes directly to the affiliate's Buy Now through PayPal, through QuickBank or whatever.
Gotcha. So it bypasses the sales page, or it goes from the video to the sales page to the order link?
Yeah, there is no sales page, essentially.
Gotcha. I'm anxious to see how that does for you, because my testing says that if there is no sales page, my conversions actually go down. But I think that's because I have an audience that is very geographically diverse, and number one, their connection speeds are not fast enough to really appreciate video. Their video
mm-hmm.
comes in kind of choppy, and they don't always appreciate the English in the video because they are not English-speaking people natively. So for me, at least with my audience, it would actually hurt my sales, not help my sales. For yours, it might be very different.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see.
Yeah, can't wait. It would work better to me if it had the video then go to the sales page and then to the order link. For my audience, that would work really great.
Well, I think that's what it does. I might have gotten that wrong. I'll have to double check.
Okay, if it does that, that might work well.
If you cover everything on the sales page in the video, and then you give them a URL to type in, they're taking the action to go to the sales page, and then they buy. I think that's how it works.
Gotcha. So I would need to have a headline, the video, and then a couple of bullets with an actual button for them or a link for them to click to
right.
to get to the sales page. And that would work really, really well. But again, each audience is a little different, so you got to test it with yours and see what you've got to do for your audience. How
and that's
long?
The beauty of testing.
2-4 minutes.
It really is. It really
yeah.
is. So I want to get a couple of links out for people who want to use some of what we've talked about today.
We've got 2 minutes left here, so yes.
Okay, so if you're interested in using any of the blog system that Corey talked about, there is access to the entire blogging workshop that Corey's been mentioning that really showed him this whole thing. The blog system workshop comes with 21 Days of Blogging Profits, as well as a couple of my other products. And it also gets you access to my blog installers who can set up a Gina blog for you for somewhere between $50 and $100, depending upon what kind of theme you want. You can get access to the whole blog workshop. Start looking at the videos and listening to the audios right now at askggg.com/blogging call. Askggg, there's three G's, askggg.com/blogging call, BLOGGINGCALL. And in the blog workshop, at the end of the little PDF handout that you get with all of the materials in it, you're going to see a special offer that Corey has given us on his logo design. Corey actually started out as a logo designer. And Corey, I hope it's okay if I tell everybody that they can grab that blogging workshop to get 20% off of your logo design. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
And Corey's logo design is at prizelogos.com, PRIZELOGOS.com. If you want to take a look at Corey's two blogs again, that is www.flikefrankblikeboyexpressions.com/blog and selfmademiracle.com, www.selfmademiracle.com. And I hope all of you will join us in the new Directions University. The IM University has changed its name to Directions University to really better fit what we do and how we can help you to grow your business. So that's at directionsu.com. Come join our new social network so that we can all connect and really start growing some great relationships. And as always, I thank my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady, at www.profitablestorytelling.com. So you can see how Rhonda's using blogging in her world. So I hope all of you will join us again next Tuesday at noon Eastern for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Thanks, Rhonda. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Corey. Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.